Want to thank you for listening once again to the Bible Preacher Podcast. This is Brother Joshua Rhodes, and looking forward to sharing a message from you that's on my heart. Feel free to open your Bibles to 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6. Or if you're driving and out and about, you just feel free to listen. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, in verse 6, the Bible says, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." I want to preach a little while today on dispelling the darkness. Dispelling the darkness. It's a dark world we live in, and apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. Then you turn on the media, and the media can make you just feel like there's no light out there at all. There's no joy. There's no love. There's no compassion. But I'm here to tell you, you look to the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will find all that and more, and it will light up just more than your life. You'll want that light to be on someone else's. I was reading recently, and I found out that the mining industry plays a large part in not just West Virginia, where they mine coal, but across the entire U.S. in all 50 states. And several years ago, there was an estimated 1,400 mines operating in the United States. The U.S. mining industry produced shipments worth $78.6 billion. That's a whole lot of money. Now, a list of the top 10 mines in the world, the 8 deepest are in South Africa mining for gold, the deepest mine being 2.5 miles deep. Friend, that is deeper than I feel I'd ever want to go. I'd rather go up towards heaven than down towards hell. Hey, without the miners having lighting of some kind on their hat or in their area of work, they will not be able to see what they are doing. They will not be able to conduct themselves correctly, appropriately, safely. Now, as the miners carry a light on their hard hat, hey, the Christian should be carrying one in their heart that's been lit by the Spirit of God. I see here in this verse, the Bible says, "For God, who commanded the light to shine." I see the command for the evangelization. I'm talking about it was God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. I ask you, how can something bright come from something dark? How can something good come from something bad? How can something delightful come from something diabolical? God. It must be from Almighty God. The Bible says 42 different times throughout Scripture, "Go ye." The Bible says in Matthew 28:19, "Go ye therefore." The Bible says in Mark 16:15, "Go ye into all the world." Hey, we have been commanded. We have not been asked. It has not been suggested. It has not been hinted. It has not been, some folks may stomp the floor twice when they're trying to emphasize something. They might cough a little bit extra trying to have you understand what they're trying to presume towards. The Lord said, "Let me clear the air. For God who commanded the light to shine." He commanded. Hey, when I was in the military and we were given a command, there was no options of, "Well, I don't know if I want to do that because I don't like that fella. And he's not real nice to us. He's sort of mean, so I'm just not going to listen today." Oh, no, friend. There were great consequences for not obeying a command. Why should we, as children of God, take the Almighty any lighter? He should have our greatest respect. He should have our quickest ability. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. I see the command for the evangelization. I see also the creature for the evangelization. The Bible says, "Hath shined in our hearts." Has shined in our hearts. The creature for the evangelization. Hey, who's that talking about? Well, I'm glad you asked. Let's turn over to Mark chapter 5, verse 20. Then we'll talk about "has shined in our hearts." Hey, it shined in the maniac of Gadara. The Bible says in Mark 5:20. "And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel." Hey, he couldn't shut up talking about Jesus. They weren't going to hush him up. Hey, they couldn't lock him up when he had a devil. They couldn't shut him up when he had Jesus. I'm afraid that the maniac Gadara did more right in his right mind than we do in our own mind in modern day Christianity. This man, he began to publish. He began to share. And how the little things Jesus did. Oh, no, no, no. How the great things Jesus had done for him. If God has done something for you, I'm here to tell you, friend, you are going to want to share that with someone. The Bible says, and all men did marvel. You know why? They remember how this man began to publish when he was a devil-filled sinner. They know how this man used to publish his wicked actions and his misbehavior, and he'd run around with no clothes, and he'd cut himself, and boy, there's a distinct change took place in this man. What happened? The light of the Lord Jesus has shined in his heart. The maniac of Gadara, a creature for the evangelization. But I see also the misdirected. In Acts 22, verse 4, the Bible reads, and I persecuted this way unto the death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women, as also the high priest doth bear me witness, and all the estate of the elders, from whom also I received letters unto the brethren, and went to Damascus to bring them which were there bound into Jerusalem, for to be punished. And it came to pass that as I made my journey, and was come nigh unto Damascus about noon, suddenly there shone from heaven a great light round about me, and I fell to the ground, and heard a voice saying unto me, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And I answered, Who art thou, Lord? And he said unto me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. And they that were with me saw indeed the light, and were afraid, but they heard not the voice of him that spake to me. And I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said unto me, Arise, and go into Damascus, and there it shall be told thee of all things which are appointed for thee to do. I see the creature for the evangelization was even the misdirected. The Apostle Paul, when his name was Saul, he went to Damascus to go get Christians. The Bible records that he'd drag men and women by the hair and take them to prison, and he held the coats of them as they stoned Paul and stoned Stephen in the book of Acts. Hey, he was 100% consumed in what he was doing, and he was 100% wrong. He was misdirected. Hey, the devil, he don't mind folks getting wound up about things. He don't mind folks getting excited about things as long as it's not pointing folks to Jesus, as long as it's not how Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Hey, he wants you to be 100% getting your kid on that softball game, in that baseball, football league. He wants you to be 100% having your kid get touchdowns on Wednesday night when you should be at church. He wants you to be 100% in those fishing tournaments as you go down to all those fishing holes and get all those sponsorship and big money. Hey, as long as he can keep you misdirected, that devil won't have no problem. But we got a problem. Hey, Paul had a problem. He said, Who art thou, Lord? And God answered, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. Hey, Paul was misdirected. He was a Pharisee, the Pharisee of the tribe of Benjamin. Hey, he studied at the feet of Gamaliel, the wisest mind of that day according to man's standards. But he missed the Lord. He was missing heaven. And he met Jesus on that Damascus road. Hey, the Apostle Paul got consumed about sharing the gospel for the creatures, for the evangelization. The light shined in the hearts of Paul. And boy, he said, I'm free from the blood of all men. Hey, the misdirected got the light shined in their hearts. But then I see, we've seen the maniac of Gadara, the misdirected. I see the majestic King Agrippa, the majestic in Acts 26. The Bible says, At midday, O King, this the Apostle Paul, sharing how that light changed his life, the light of the Lord, person of the Lord Jesus. The Bible says in Acts 26:13, At midday, O King, I saw in the way a light from heaven, above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people, from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Can I tell you, the Apostle Paul, he shared his testimony, how the light shined in his heart, even to the majestic, even to the kings. You see, all those kings, though, they wouldn't never believe the gospel. Hey, there's the politicians of our day are souls for whom Christ died. We ever have an opportunity, instead of telling them how we hate the decisions they've been making, we hate this and we hate that. Hey, can we tell them about Jesus Christ? Can we tell them about the lie of the glorious day when Jesus saved our soul? Can we get consumed with, hey, we know what they're doing's wrong. We know that they're born sinners just like we were, but they need Jesus just as strongly as we do. Friend, I'm talking about the creature for the evangelization. That's a big word there. I can only use it once a month. The Bible says, has shined in our hearts. The maniac of Gadara, the misdirected, the majestic, but also those that are messy. See, what you talking about, preacher? And the Bible says in Luke chapter 5, verse 12, and it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. And he charged him to tell no man, but go and show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing according as Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. But so much the more there went there a fame abroad of him, and a great multitude came together to hear, to be healed by him of their infirmities. Hey, the messy need to have that light shine in their hearts. When we were in South America, Guyana, South America, as church planters for 23 months, we'd meet people, and my wife would meet ladies and young girls, and I'd meet different gentlemen, and you know, sometimes somebody want to give you a hug and say, oh, pastor, we're so glad you're here. Oh, hey, brother Josh, hey, sister Vashti, let me give you a hug. And they'd give us a hug, and it didn't always smell good. You understand? Some days I didn't smell good. They didn't want to hug from me. Hey, there were times where we'd get lice. We'd hug folks, and hey, it happens. From hair to hair, they jump from one to the other, and sure enough, there's an itching in my head. And I look in the restroom and say, honey, Ms. Vashti, come look at my hair and tell me what's wrong with my head. Something's itching. She say, you got lice. We're going to shave your head. My little baby girl, she'd play with the other little girls in the church there in Guyana, South America. And there'd be times where, hey, there'd just be seasons of, hey, we're just going to catch lice for a little while. And people say, oh, don't hug nobody. Don't shake their hand. Don't get close to nobody. Don't open yourself to be hurt. Hey, friends, hey, Jesus touched lepers. Jesus moved with the messy. But he didn't leave them as they were. They were changed every time their lives were touched by the Lord. The light of the Lord Jesus impacted the messy. Hey, your church house should be known for messy people being able to come get clean, born again. Hey, those doors should be known for the drunk coming through there and coming out sober because Jesus saved his soul. Hey, that home wrecker should be allowed to come through them church doors and walk out a new man born again of the grace of God. He should be John 3:3, born again. Hey, messy people need somewhere to go. They can't come to the church house, friend. Where are they going to hear and see the light of the Lord Jesus? I'm talking about the maniac of Gadara, creature for the evangelization, the misdirected, the Apostle Paul, the majestic, having the gospel shared with them, this leper, God deals with the messy, but then I see the mercy need the light of the Lord Jesus. In Matthew 9, the Bible says, and when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was coming to the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to him, unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this to you? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith be it unto you. Their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. But they, when they departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. Hey, there's people needing mercy in the light of the Lord Jesus. Hey, can I tell you, Jesus is available to all if they'll but come to him. God's a gentleman. He won't force that light on those that don't want it. But whosoever will, let him call upon the name of the Lord. Hey, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Hey, what am I trying to say? Hey, we got to tell somebody. You see, that's terrible English. That's Bible living, friend. The light of the world was sent to be shared, not sent to be stored. The Apostle Paul never forgot seeing the light of the Lord Jesus. Never forgot seeing the light of the world on that Damascus road. He was confronted with the risen Lord, and he became a new creation. I'm talking about that light shining out of the darkness. Forgive me. There's been some Damascus Road experiences in my wife and I's life. I got saved as a young six-year-old boy in the back of a furniture store. My buddy Derek introduced the Lord to me. Miss Vashti was at a child's Sunday school there, like a Bible club, and the gospel was shared with her there in Trinidad, and God saved her from being a Hindu to being a Christian headed for heaven. Hey, we were down in Guyana, South America. We met a lady named Ms. Janice. A couple months before we got to Guyana, South America, she drank some rat poison and tried to take her life. But God spared her. Why? Because my wife, Ms. Vashti, was able to lead her to the Lord. Now Ms. Janice is down in Guyana, South America, bringing a bus route to church. 50-plus people coming to church on Sunday because a woman who once tried to kill herself was introduced to the light of the Lord Jesus. That light shine out of the darkness of sin and depravity of Guyana. And she met God, and he became her Savior. She asked him to come into her heart. I met a man named Mr. Paran. He was a skinny Hindu man, and he knew he was a sinner. He knew Jesus was God, but he couldn't understand why a holy, pure God would come to such a dirty, wicked planet until he was told, we don't have to understand. We just believe God at his word. And the light come on. He said, hey, I can do that. I may not understand, but I simply believe what the Bible tells me. And Mr. Paran got gloriously born again. I was reading recently of one of the pastors with the Faith Baptist Church Philippine Ministry, Pastor Hubert, serving in the Dona Remedios area of the Philippines there in the provinces there. And he left a great government job to go start a church in a mountainous area. And recently, the Lord opened the door for the light of the Lord Jesus to shine. And he was able to lead a 32-year-old Mila Orticia to the Lord. He's able to lead a 28-year-old named Leyland Apak to the Lord. He was able to lead a 34-year-old Miss Marilyn and 32-year-old Mr. Renato to the Lord. He is able to lead a 59-year-old Mr. Leo Veray to the Lord. He's able to lead a 79-year-old Mrs. Nene Josepha de Bellin to the Lord. He was able to lead a 77-year-old Mrs. Nene Fedoro to the Lord. And she wants further Bible studies for her and her grandchildren. I'm talking about the light has been shining out of the darkness. Why? Because God has commanded it, has shined in our hearts. Hey, who is shining in your heart, friend? What's causing light? Well, what do you think's causing your joy now? Oh, you might think it's that liquor. You might think it's that crack. You might think it's that cocaine. You might think it's that Budweiser Bear Michelob. You might think it's your cigarette or your nicotine patch. No, friend, that ain't light. That's just darkness blinding your eyes. The light of the Lord Jesus, the old Jesus himself, is who shines in your hearts. We see the command for the evangelization. We see the creature for the evangelization. And I close with the consequence of the evangelization. The Bible says to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul addressed the knowledge that the Greeks were consumed with gaining. The Apostle Paul addressed the glory and power that the Romans were craving. Yet here in this verse, the Apostle Paul of the Holy Ghost addressed the great passion of the Christian is to see that face, the face of Jesus Christ. Hey, salvation brought light where darkness had been. Satan likes to blind men's minds, but God shines directly into their hearts. You say, well, I've only been able to lead one person to the Lord this year. I've only had one person who really will meet with me and study the Bible, or missionaries on the field that may be disappointed or depressed that they don't have the numbers that they were praying and seeking for. Hey, you let God take care of the math. You just keep preaching the message of the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, well, what difference does just one person getting saved? What difference can that do? Can I tell you, one person came from heaven to almighty heaven and down to a dirty, depraved earth. His name's Jesus, and has changed the eternity of millions, and has changed your life and mine. And I ask you, has he changed your heart? Has he put the light of his Son in your heart? See, what does one person getting saved, me trying to share one gospel tract, what difference will that make? Well, let me introduce you to a domino chain that has impacted the world. There was a man named Edward Kimball. He was a Sunday school teacher of rowdy boys in his neighborhood, and they would give him all kind of grief. Well, one day, Edward Kimball went to go lead and try to witness to one of the boys in his class that worked as a shoe store stockman. It was nothing to write home about, but it was an honest job. And that boy was working in that shoe store, that young man. And Edward Kimball was blessed of God to be able to lead an old boy named Dwight to the Lord. Old Dwight got excited about Jesus, and the Lord had his hand upon Dwight's life. And evangelist D.L. Moody, that shoe store stockman, who is known for having horrendous English, but he could preach the gospel. And his preaching was able to lead Wilbur Chapman to the Lord. And Wilbur Chapman was preaching. And boy, one of the people that heard him preaching one day was an old baseball player drunk on the street. But boy, let me tell you, he went from the mire to the choir. Old Billy Sunday got saved. He played pro baseball for the Chicago White Sox Stockings, and Billy Sunday was a preaching, and he was able to lead a man by the name of Mordecai Ham to the Lord. And each of these men have been able to preach, and thousands and thousands and thousands of people came to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Mordecai Ham was a preaching, and he came to Charlotte, North Carolina years ago and was preaching. And where he was preaching at, there was a building across the street where a lot of debauchery and immorality was taking place. And Mordecai Ham got the boldness of God on him. He started preaching against the very establishment across the street from where he was preaching. And those people heard that old Mordecai Ham was raising Cain about their sin and making it known to God and everybody there in a public arena. And they said, we're going over across the street. We're going to show him a thing or two. And one old boy, so I'm going to see this fight. And one boy named Billy went over across the street to watch the fight that took place, heard preaching that night, saw those that went over there to cause trouble, got under conviction and got saved. He himself left not saved, but he went back a second night, heard that Bible preaching again, heard the gospel preaching one more time, and heard the preaching of the light of the Lord Jesus shining on his life, and opened his eyes and showed him his need of a man named Jesus, Almighty God in the flesh, want to save his soul. And that boy named Billy Frank came and got saved. And years later, his name would be Billy Graham and preach across the world. And many people can find fault with Billy Graham, but if he's a born-again child of God, he's with the Lord now, and he done got corrected in all his errors. You and I, when we get to heaven, we'll get corrected in all our errors. But friend, let me tell you this. You can count the apples on a tree, but who can count the apples in a seed? This evangelizing. There's wonderful consequences of sharing the gospel. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:6, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." Oh, for the light to be shined and shared. This is how we can be used of God in dispelling the darkness. I pray you listen to this and apply it to your life. Be faithful reading the Word of God, sharing the gospel of the Lord Jesus with everyone you meet. Who do I share the gospel with? If they got a heartbeat, hey, you share the gospel with them. May God be with us till we meet again. Take care.